You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Stacey.
Chelsea.
I hate when people say, act like an adult. You know, I mean, have you seen the adults lately?
Hello.
Nobody's acting like an adult. It's awful advice.
Hot Mess Express.
You know what? Act like kindergartners. They're nicer to each other.
Right? And you're full of dreams and love.
And hopes.
You talk to everyone joy. With such love and joy. Oh, get your act together, adults.
Play that track, Ellen.
Please.
What? It's part two.
Okay, now.
We never go live twice in one night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. It is our first time. Oh, breaking barriers in triple digits.
So we're excited. This is our first time that if you're listening later, welcome. Hi. We're excited. You had to wait a week. But if you're listening live now, then you get a special treat.
Hello. Ooh, bars? Yes.
Sometimes I drop them. And
all the time.
So, Stacey.
Yes.
You want to fill everybody in on what happened last week?
Oh, my goodness. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
She was a little nervous because she, like, went on this date. She was at work. This lady was just like, oh, my goodness, my husband's best friend. We'll make this happen. We'll get you two, the two of you together. And she was like, just minor notes, you know, there was some things that happened in his last relationship, whatever. And he's kind of a mama's boy, but in a okay way, I guess, not creepy. So they went out, they met up, they had a great time, met at a brewery. And so they just hit it off instantly. And they talked about all the things you allegedly do not talk about, such as politics and marriage and religion and kids and all that other stuff. And it just meshed very well together. And then afterward, he was just like, we should go see a movie. And Chelsea was like, why? It's late. But they ended up going to see a movie. She gave him her rules, which are you need to turn your phone off and you need to let her sit on the right side and you need to be okay with her disciplining people when they take out their phones because it's really annoying because I've been to her with a movie and it used to embarrass me, but it does anymore because she's totally in the right. But anyways, they went to this movie and Chelsea stayed awake by the grace of God. And when they left, it was a little awkward, like kind of waiting. Is someone going to kiss or something like that? But then they were trapped in an actual romantic comedy because it started to rain. It was like kind of adorable. But then, you know, the one bobbed when the other person was supposed to weave. Remember that one movie? And they ended up, like, hitting faces. It was like, oh, but he still went in for the kiss. And it was like, oh, okay. So Chelsea was super excited and went really well. And then he was hitting her up afterward, like, hey, you know, when can we talk? When can I see you? But it was Mother's Day weekend, so everyone was with their respective families and the mother's families.
Families.
So he was like, when can I see you again? She was just like, well, maybe Wednesday. So she's made the executive decision, as I asked on the last VWQ, that's Virgin with Questions. I asked if she would ever take him to the wedding. She said no, she wouldn't, just because it's a family affair. But she has gone on a second date with him. What has happened? Lovelies, we will find out now.
Good recap, Stace.
Thank you.
Now summarize my day.
You. Yeah, wait.
Yeah. First of all,
how's
like
Ellen doing?
Ellen.
How's your boyfriend?
Great summary.
Ellen, how is your boyfriend?
He's doing good.
You do this all the time now. You hesitate. And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, that's any question. It's also like, what's your high school GPA?
My boss asked that to someone. And they're like, I don't know. But that's a lie. I do know because our school rated everyone in our class and it was awful. All 500 and whatever of
561.
Us. 561. Right.
Oh. So you and knew exactly where you were.
And I remember what number I was. I was just like, oh.
What number were you?
I was 92.
See, now this shows you how smart our school was because Stacey was 92 and you got, so she, and she had a very high average. And I was number 273.
What?
And I graduated with honors.
Yeah, our class was ridiculous. I remember my counselor telling me, like, hey, you need to take AP classes. I was like, nah. I just didn't want to try. And I was just talking to someone about this. That's why.
Me either. I took, what is it? I took earth science for my last science degree. Everyone's like, no, I'm going to take AP bio. I was like, I'm not doing that at all.
Oh, God.
I will admit. Huh. Oh, sorry. The one AP class that I was able to actually get a college credit in because I passed the test.
Yes.
It felt pretty good. I was like, oh, God, nice. So much money saved.
Oh, I didn't even, man. Now, retrospect, maybe I should have, so it would have saved money. But I was just telling someone this past week, too, which is why when I, my first semester in college, it was an adjustment for me. And this sounds terrible, but I wasn't used to trying to be quiet. Because, I mean,
Stacey was always very smart.
So, my favorite class senior year of high school was calculus. I did not take AP Calc, I took regular Calc, and it was amazing. And I loved it. And then when I took it to, when I took it in college, like I got the first like part of the lesson, like the first third of the semester was pretty good, but then it got more difficult. I'm like, what? I have to like put in work. This is awful.
Why?
Right?
So you didn't put in effort, but you got good grades. When I said same, I was more like, okay, I didn't put in much effort, but I didn't get good grades.
Oh.
So you were the, I was, I'm taking back my same is what I'm saying.
Just I'm in case taking back, heard I'm reclaiming say my same.
Because it sounds like you were much smarter than I was.
No,
Stacey
I wasn't.
Was,
Stacey no,
was very
no, 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 no. But here's the thing, because I was lazy,
because it came easy to you.
Right, so I didn't want
to. She still did her homework. I don't want her to think you think she's that lazy.
No, I did the whole English class's homework.
We've talked about this.
But even when it came time for graduation, because my counselor kept telling me, hey, like, if you do these few things, like, let's make sure you're, you know, a valedictorian or at least a salutatorian. I was like, nah. I didn't want to do any of the extra things. So, no, I was not a valedictorian or salutatorian. Because I was like,
but
no,
you
I'm
remember
good.
We had 35 valedictorians.
Yep.
And we had, like, I think it was 3 salutatorians.
Yep.
But, like, because everybody had done the extra work. So it was, like, 35 valedictorians.
And I remember going to, what was it, like, the registration, like, session or whatever at
right.
school. Because you get, it was, like, a separate 3 days where it's just like, oh, this is what it's like to be a student at this campus. And so me and this other girl, we were actually in the same grouping. And so the one other girl from a different school that we met, should we take care of business again? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're doing the same thing.
Hooray.
But it's time for the fake name series of the day.
So the fake name series of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So instead of using real names, we use names that begin, that correlate with the fake name series of the day to hide their identities. But if they heard the story,
she knows who she is.
No. She knows. So we met this girl from a different school named Adele Weber. And so she knew someone that was already living on the campus. So we went to a college party and I was totally like 18 and not even technically a college freshman yet because we hadn't moved in yet. But we moved
scandalous.
In. And so this girl, Adele, she's just talking about like how stressful high school was towards the end. And I did get stressed out because I was doing a lot of activities and I had walking pneumonia and I was out
I
for a week.
That.
And I remember I was sad because I missed the introduction of integers in calculus class. And I was beside myself. But I remember talking to Adele.
Oh my gosh, why?
Right? And talking to Adele, she was talking about how she got sent to the principal's office for something. And she was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm a good student, all this other stuff. And she's like, and finally, I said, I'm a saluta potatoing. I tried to do it. I'm a saluta freaking Torian. Try and expel me. I'm like, you said that? She was just like, yeah, but also she was.
Look at the freeze frame on our Facebook.
We look drunk or high. But we are high on life.
If you want to see. if you want to see what we're talking about, check out our Facebook at Reasons Why I'm Single.
Yay.
I'll like it right now.
Thanks,
Alan.
We've also got an Instagram and a Twitter, and our handle is at RWIS. Podcast. We just changed it.
We did it for you all.
To make it easier for you, it doesn't mean it's less. It doesn't mean it's easier for us.
Right? But also it is a little bit.
No, it definitely is. It's
no,
faster
we're just
to say.
With y'all.
So, let's get into it.
Right. Ooh.
Should we use the same name for the guy or should we change it up?
Up to you.
Let's change it up.
Ooh, I knew you wanted to. Uh-oh, this is putting me on the edge of my seat because I'm so curious what's going to happen.
Who's
and Dr. Jackson
pick?
Avery is a delicious dish to look at. I don't know about his character on the show because it's been a couple of
seasons.
No,
he's fine. He's fine.
Girl, he's fine. Fine. Pablo Francisco, hilarious comedian.
This guy's name is, let's see, this time his name is Doctor. There's so many doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Isaac Cross.
Oh, I don't know that one.
He's new.
Oh.
He's new to Grey's Anatomy. So, yeah, if you hear a bell, that means we used a fake name from the series Grey's Anatomy. So let me tell you. Okay, so Wednesday comes, which is yesterday, guys.
Yesterday.
So he picked the Italian place. It's at 26 and Van Dyke. It's called Sapori. It is a nice Italian place. It is very good food.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's Italian food. So he... Dr. Isaac Cross,
ooh.
He and I planned to meet it. He made a reservation for 8:30 because I got my hair done.
Oh, because
I needed it done for the wedding. I didn't get it done for the date.
Let's be clear.
Let me be clear.
Transparency is necessary.
So we meet up. He's already there. And he looks nice. He's in like a polo and jeans. And I'm wearing like a little sweater and jeans. He definitely said it was like a... Jeans were okay.
Okay.
I wore a sweater and like dark pants.
Yeah.
So we show up, we sit down. It's beautiful. Like the ambiance is very nice.
Ooh.
We sit down, we're having a good talk. You could tell like when I got there, he stood up to like greet me and I gave him a hug. And you could tell he like kind of wanted to go for a kiss, but then he kind of pussed out. Which is fine.
It's fine.
I was like, we're in a restaurant, like, and it, maybe we don't kiss right now. You know what I mean? I feel like that's something that, like...
I would have gone with a kiss on the cheek.
Established. Yeah, but I don't want him to kiss me on the
cheek.
Oh, but
that's fair, because like, you just went out once.
We've been out once.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I feel
real.
Like established relationships kiss in public, like, in that response, like, just to greet each other.
Right.
So I feel like a hug was appropriate.
Just be like, y'all know what it is.
We got this really nice waitress. Her name was Dr. Meredith Gray. And
wasn't her mom a waitress, too?
Her mom was a doctor.
I know, I was joking. Like, the waitress was Meredith Grey, so I was like, wasn't her mom a waitress?
Oh, hi.
That's supportive friendship.
So we sit down, and she's like, Meredith Grey's like, Isaac Cross asked for the wine list. And I was like,
ooh.
Oh, do you want to, like, so then now, if you're planning on having more than one glass, like, it makes sense in a restaurant to just get a bottle.
Get a bottle.
Because if I have two glasses and you have two glasses, that's a bottle of wine.
Right.
And so
it's
I go.
$24 as opposed to like $33.
Right. So I ask him, I'm like, I'm going to assume you like dry reds, right? Because that's most men, I swear, like dry reds.
Really?
And he's like, yeah, like the drier the better. And I'm like, okay, well, I like whites, but like, are we going to get a bottle? And she goes, are you going to get a bottle? And he's like, are we going to get a bottle? And I'm like, no.
Right? Like, I was asking.
No, we're not.
He gets his dry.
I think he got a cab, and it was they're like, it's full bodied. It's very. I'm like,
does it have legs?
Lots of tannins and all that. Mm. So
did you waft it?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have a white Riesling. Like,
Riesling.
Give me the Riesling.
Give me the blue heron.
It was delicious.
Well, of course it was. It's Riesling.
I definitely had two glasses.
Listen, you warned them.
So I'm like, and then I was like, well, if I'm having Italian, red would definitely pair better with Italian food.
Yes.
But
if you're getting a cream sauce, like
right?
a white cream sauce, then,
it's fine.
Also,
and I'm like,
Riesling.
But if you're getting like, yeah, gosh, guys, Riesling.
Come on now.
So,
oh no, it's something sweetened, refreshing.
Delicious.
Oh,
so
God.
So,
but I didn't have steak. What am I going
to
do?
And I'm like, well, if I was going to have like a red sauce or something, then I maybe would have tried to get a sweeter red or something just for the sake of having a red. And he got his super dry red, and then he ended up ordering fish. And I was like, well, look at us just being rebellious.
Right? Like, do like, we swap? What?
Like, what just happened? So he ended up getting salmon. Well, first we got appetizers.
Oh, what did
he
you have?
Ordered, we got calamari, and it was like.
Oh, I love.
The plate was like a long rectangle.
Oh, like the white dish?
Yeah, like
yes!
the white dish. And it was like heaping.
Oh.
Heaping with calamari.
Girl, where's this place located?
26 and Van Dyke. It is so worth it. Guys, I can't send enough people there. It was delicious.
Yes. Tell them reasons why a single sent you.
just, you know, and they won't know what that is.
But, right, but then they'll figure it out.
But maybe they'll be like, who are these people? Maybe we should give them free dinner.
Right? That's so nice of
hey,
them.
Ellen, thanks for liking our stuff.
And right. So I know that's the person that I look like with the guy filter on.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, the guy on the right? Absolutely.
No, it's not.
Because I have curly hair? Absolutely. Had to.
So anyway, so he orders this, and then it's like this little eggplant bite thing. It kind of is like a bite of like if lasagna were just made with eggplant.
Oh,
it was really good.
Ooh.
And I don't
maybe like stacked like
I don't know that
parmesan?
Isaac actually enjoyed it, but like he ate it, so I'm not sure. And it was only they were like yeah, it was literally like cheese and then eggplant and cheese and eggplant and cheese and eggplant, ooh, like with some sauce in there too. It ooh was good. It was really good. Like, Ellen, I thought of you because I was like, ooh, vegetarian.
Yeah.
You would delight in this.
I was just thinking, what recipe could I make with eggplant earlier?
Oh my God, eggplant lasagna.
God,
there
hears
go
our prayers and answers them.
So we order the food. We order the appetizers. We look.
So hungry now.
We get the food. The food I ordered, it was chicken breasts. Artichoke hearts, cooked spinach,
ooh,
in an Alfredo like pesto-y sauce, and
this pairs
noodles
great with Riesling,
and like noodles. It was
sounds delicious.
So
what time do they close?
Good.
I'm just saying. This is what happens to me on payday. I'm like, I'm buying all the food, and then like after 3 days, I'm like, well, back to the frozen foods diet. It's what's keeping me
humble.
Right?
There's a rumble in my tumbly.
Be humble. There's a rumbly in my tumbly.
So
love Pooh Bear.
Yes.
You better
Bear
wear no pants. Live your best life.
Yes, Pooh Bear.
Okay.
I'm giving you Winnie the Pooh realness right
okay
now.
Okay, honey pot.
So, and then he ordered salmon. It was like a crispy salmon. It was like it was cooked really well with a sauce over it. I don't know what the sauce was, but then and then it came with like a bed of spinach and all this stuff. So it was like
this all sounds very healthy and delicious.
Good, like good choices.
What's the name of the place again?
Sapori.
Sapori's. That's right. That's Sapori.
And so Isaac. So we start talking and it's kind of going okay. Like, I mean, I like him. Like, we're having a good time before we got there.
Good.
He was like, I'm going to try not to mess this up. And I was like, eh, I'll probably be the one to mess it up. Like, you know, like,
stop it. You always do that.
So, like that self-deprecating stuff.
Stop it.
And then he was like, no, I'm probably going to mess that up. Foreshadow. And,
were there four shadows? Shadow.
Atreyu! Why do you have to bring up the saddest part of that movie? Shadow! No, Shadow!
It was too old. It was too old.
Oh, you were thinking of that. I was thinking of the never-ending story.
You know what? I don't remember how that ends, but my friends, legit, they named their kid Atreyu after that movie. It's true, but I was like, darn it, I don't remember the movie, so I need to watch it again. I just remember
Atreyu's the name of the dog, I think.
Well, we're having a Reasons Why I'm Single slumber party. We're going to rent out a park.
The kid's name is Bastion.
I don't even remember.
And then because the queen is like, say my name, Bastion. Say my name.
I don't remember any of that movie.
And it's
just
the dog thing.
Like.
And I think his name's Atreyu.
Interesting.
Or maybe the horse's name's Atreyu.
Ooh, stallion.
Well, the horse dies. It's such a
In the mud.
Yes,
I remember that.
But for a hot second, I thought the horse's name was Shadow. So
I have no
maybe
idea.
Or maybe the bad guy's the Shadow. Clearly,
I was thinking,
guys,
of Homeward Bound.
This is not a good review for that movie.
Also, anyway, foreshadowing.
Foreshadow.
Homeward Bound: The Incredible Journey. Oh, bless your life. Sally Field is the cat.
Oh my God! Fun fact that I found out today. Really random. You remember the cartoon Animaniacs?
Yeah.
There was like the little sub cartoons in it.
Yes.
There was like a little cat that sang. If you find it. But anyway, it was voiced by Bernadette Peters.
What?
Like, I was like, wow, that's like a really big name.
I remember Sally the Squirrel.
Yeah.
Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
And the God Pitch.
I'm going to find it for you. It's not important, guys, but you should maybe Google it.
I found Paul Rudd.
Ecosia.
I found Paul Rudd. So I was like, you guys need this image that I have. Italian, go.
Okay, so the apps come out. They are delightful. This place is so fancy that she literally, our waitress, Meredith Gray, is like waiting for us to finish our apps before she puts in our entrees so that they are fresh and piping hot.
Oh, Scotty, piping.
So, she brings the salads, and I eat like most of the salad. I didn't eat the tomatoes, but I ate everything else pretty much.
Did the salad come after your entree?
Yes. Okay. After the appetizers. Appetizers, salad, entree.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know in like Europe it's last, but
because it helps you digest your food.
Which
they're smart.
But also in America people would be like, "Why?"
Exactly. My friend was Italian, and so she was like, as a kid, she goes, oh, I thought my grandmother just ran out of the good food. That's why she gave us salad. She's like, no, this is what we do.
What's happening? So we're eating, we're having a good time, we're having a good talk. He's starting to make a little comments here and there that are
what
like.
What kind of comments?
Like, he made a comment about the fact that his tongue is really wide.
Okay.
Implying, like, oral
that
sex.
Implies that?
Yeah. Well, when you, like, and then it got a little less interpretive, and it became more like,
ew.
Oh, I really enjoy that. And, like, that kind of stuff.
So
I'm like,
this is not good dinner conversation. Like, Isaac, like, or maybe, any conversation.
Like, and the thing is, like, when I like somebody, if I feel like it's being playful, it's one thing, but, like, if it's just coming out of nowhere, it's a little weird. But I push it aside. I like the guy. It's fine. So then our dinners come. We both, like, share a little bite. Really good food. But I've ate so much food at this point, and my stomach even was hurting before I saw. I sent Stacey a message. I left her a voicemail that was like, I'm nervous. My stomach hurts. Like, I feel like maybe this might be something. It's kind of crazy. So, like, my stomach hurt. I had two glasses of wine. All the calamari. And
so good. And I didn't realize you could have calamari. You're just allergic to shrimp, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Like, all the calamari. And then.
So part of me was just like, she puked all over the table, didn't she? like she forgot where she was and who she was.
Eggplant lasagna. Mm. And then a salad.
Ugh.
And then the food came, and I was like, I've had six bites of this, and I'm full.
And it's
this huge plate. And I was like, well, it's in my fridge right now. I'm going to go home.
I was going to say, you're like, I am so taking this home and eating it tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
such a good feeling.
So Isaac asks me, he's like, do you want to go to Kroger after this and get ice cream and then eat it at my house?
No.
And I
sorry. I was gay.
And I was like, no, but I'm like, one, I'm super full. What are you talking about? But two, I was like, I have a tendency to jump into things with my heart a little quick. So I would rather protect myself and have things go very slow. And he's like, I respect that. I respect your decision. I have no problem with any of this. And I'm like, awesome. Open communication. This is a mature conversation. Open communication, mature conversation. Like, it just rhymed.
Oh, I was like, I don't know that musical. Is that Schoolhouse Rock?
No, just rhymed. So.
Is there a conjunction junction?
What's your function? So I was really excited about that. So the bill comes and Meredith Grey drops off the bill. She drops it off and turns it so it faces me. So I see that the bill's $100.
Whoa! Give it to her. She's worth it.
She's worth it. Uh-huh. Let's work it. So, and he makes a comment like, oh, I wish she would have, like, given it to me, like, because he didn't want me to see the total.
Aww.
Fine. That's nice. That's very sweet. He puts his card down, all the stuff. He puts it down.
Did you offer, like, oh my gosh, do you want to go halfsies?
No, I didn't offer.
Okay. I've done that with the most expensive.
Have you ever been, like, terrified to do that? Like, really? Oh, my God, I don't know.
No, the one time I went for it, it was a friend of a friend, Dr. Shane Ross. And so I was visiting, I was on vacation visiting my one friend. He's like, oh, my other friend's coming in. Like, we can all just go to dinner or whatever. So we all went to dinner and then we went to meet up with their other friends at this wine bar afterward. And he was just like, oh my goodness, whenever I've come here on business, you need to have my favorite bottle of wine, all this other stuff. I'm like, oh, really? He was just like, yes. He goes, please, you have to try it. I was like, all right, I'll try it, whatever. So of course it's like this bold red. And so I try it and I wasn't into wine back then. I didn't know how to pair at that point. I was, mid-20s? So I'm just like, oh, it's alcohol. all. So we pour.
You're like, glug, glug, glug.
Right? So he pours it. And so, like, we're both swirling it. So I'm just faking it. Just, like, swirling it. Just like, oh, it does have legs. Okay, wonderful. Waft it. Put your nose into the
glass. I mean,
they're
all going to have legs. You don't know that. It has legs.
You don't know that. Maybe they lost one in the war. So we waft it. Legs.
The grapes of wrath.
Love us. So then I sip it, so it's not doing much for me. So, like, he tries it. He's looking in my face. And so I'm just making, like, the, oh. He was just like, oh, we need to let it breathe a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay. So then, you know, other friends come back. We're chatting and whatnot. Gets the bill. That was a $500 bottle of wine. And I'm like, oh. And so same thing. It was pointed. And I said, maybe they do that on purpose. So they're just like, girl, I'll keep you this man because he just paid money for you. Same thing, like,
so, like, the bill is
right. So I'm just like, oh, and so he was just like, I was like, oh, like, do you want to split it? He's just like, no, like, you know, your what's his face's friend, your Dr. Richard Weber's friend, like, any friend of Richard's is a friend of mine. So I got this. I'm like, are you sure that's what he's like? No, please let me. I'm like,
okay,
exactly.
I no longer fight this. I tried. I did not, because financially, this wedding's costing me money.
Hello.
But also, he picked the place, so.
Oh, he knew.
He knew what he was getting into. He told me in a text message he wanted to find someplace romantic, so.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really cute. So he goes.
Oh, man.
So he goes, he puts his card down. Meredith Grey takes the card back, brings it back over. He signs. Now, it was $101, the total. What's the tip for $101?
Because I would do maybe 30 or 40.
Well, that's a very generous
tip. Probably 30.
That's a very generous tip. Probably, but yeah, 30. Like, if you're trying to show off to a girl, like.
I do 20% is my.
Yes. And mind you, this waitress was very good.
So then, like, I would do 30
more.
For her.
So I'm just sitting there, and he put like $17 down for the thing. And I was like, what are you doing?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's like, what? And I'm like, he goes, is that a bad tip? And I'm like, yeah, it's a bad tip.
Did now, you say it like that?
Yes, I did. I did, because I'm sorry. I 100% believe if you treat waitstaff like crap or you're a bad tipper, like, you're a bad person. Like,
agreed.
You have issues. And, like, I love you, Dad, but my dad is not the best tipper. Mm. So I have gotten used to waiting to be the last person at the table so I can, like, throw extra money down.
Oh.
And so he looks and he goes, well, I already, like, wrote it and signed it. And I'm like, that's fine. And I reached in my wallet and I put some money on the table. And he's like, okay. Because I even offered. I was like, do you want me to just pay for the tip?
Yeah, that's a good.
And he's like, no, I got it. And then he, like, put that tip down. And I was like, no, you don't. So I added another, like, I added enough that it made it, like, 25%. So, fine. So,
awesome.
Like, a much better tip. But she had already taken the thing, so she already saw his crappy tip. And I was like, and she goes, he's like, do you think she's mad? I was like, yes, Meredith Grey is not happy right now.
Dr. Meredith Grey is not very mad right now.
And I'm like, so we'll leave this money here, and maybe she'll be like, oh, maybe they realized. So, so he invites me back again. He's like, are you sure you don't want to, like, any, you know, and then we talked about the fact that I'm, like, looking for a house and everything. He's like, do you want to come back to my condo? You can see what the price of my condo
he
gets
is
you.
He's just,
like,
trying to trap you.
So I'm like, no, remember, like, the whole respecting my boundaries thing. And he's like, yeah, no, totally got it. And he's like, but can we, like, make out a little? Cause I'm like, yeah, we can. Like, I, yeah, guys, I love making out. I have no problem making out. So yeah, we can make out. Like, let's do this. So we get up, we leave. I go to grab a mint, and he's like, oh, yeah, mint. I'm like,
hilarious.
And then he goes to open it, and it spills on the ground. And I was like, well.
Oh, you lost your token.
Look like we're both getting those tannins.
Oh, you had Riesling? Okay.
Dry red wine. So where this is, if you're not from here, you're not going to know, but it's very close to Stony Creek Park. So there's a trail next to the restaurant. And he goes, well, rather we go put our food in our respective cars. And then he's like, oh, there's, like, a little trail. Do you want to kind of go walk a little bit? And it's getting dark.
I was going to say.
And I'm like, are there going to be bugs? He's like, there's no bugs. Come on, let's go. Oh, so side note, because I brought it up in the last episode.
Shoes?
The shoes.
I know it!
So he's wearing the hiking boots again. Ooh. And I was like, and during dinner, I was like, he's like, yeah, I'm just wearing the hiking boots. And I was like, why?
Hawaii.
And he's like, oh, it's the only pair of shoes I own.
What does he do for a living?
And I'm like, the only – he works for a trucking company. He's, like, in claims or something. And I was like, why is – what are you – like, the only pair of shoes you own are a pair of hiking boots? Like,
no tennis shoes?
No. Nope.
No flip-flops?
Nope.
He has, that you would wear to
he
that
said
restaurant.
He has some dark Doc Martens somewhere, but he doesn't even know where because he's the only shoes he has. And I'm like, okay, Dr. Isaac,
I'm
cross.
I'm giving major side-eye right now.
So I'm like, it's just kind of a weird thing. And also, even if you do only own one pair of shoes, like, maybe don't volunteer that information. So...
But we talked about everything else.
Like, so
this is me taking it slow. I have one pair of shoes.
So we start to go down. We have to, like, kind of walk around this PNC Bank and get to this trail. So we're walking down. He's like, oh, let's go all the way around because I don't want you to get your feet wet. You're wearing, like, nicer shoes. And I'm like, it's fine. They're not the nicest shoes. Let's go. And
that's kind of him.
So we cut across the grass. We're down on the thing. We start walking. Now, he had mentioned, oh my God, you guys, I didn't even tell you the thing.
What?
So while we're at dinner,
Teigen liked it.
While we're at dinner, he makes this comment and he's like, listen, like, obviously we can, like, eat whatever we want and everything, but, like, I just want to make it really clear that I'm looking for somebody who lives, like, a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah, except for the fact that it was a heavy implication on my lifestyle isn't healthy. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I just want to be with somebody. Like, I want to live a long life and I want somebody to be there with me.
And what does he look like?
He's heavy.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, he's heavy. So it was just like, at this moment, I was like, poor choice of words if you meant anything other than, like, you basically called me fat, and, like, that's, I am chubby, but, like, dude, inappropriate. Like, also, if you're trying to, like, impress a girl, maybe don't mention her weight. So, okay, so that happened. So then he mentioned.
I'm on the fence with that one. I gotta be honest.
Well, I know. And that's fine. That's fine. Cause, like, you know, it's still a good date and all this stuff, but he was a shitty tipper. And so he was. So he.
Potato-y.
So we start walking down this little trail. And then he was like, oh my God, I think it would be really fun if we took, like, cause, you know, I ballroom danced in college.
Yes.
And he's like, I think it'd be really fun if we took, like, salsa dance classes together. And I was like, wow, that's actually, like, a really cute idea. And he goes, you'll have to teach me some, like, basic steps so I don't make a fool of myself. And I'm like, oh my God, well, we're here. This is cute, right? Like, and I'm like, we'll do a little bit right now.
Stop it.
So we're on the little sidewalk and I'm showing him the basic step and it's, you know, he's never done it before. So I'm like, no, you do it like this. You do it like this. Da, da, da. And he's like, okay, we'll do this later. And I'm like, no, like, this is cute. Like, this is funny. Like, let's do this. And he's like, no, I just want to go for a walk with you. And I'm like, okay. So then we start walking and he's holding my hand and he is walking like my arm is straight out in front of me, basically.
So he's like dragging you along.
Kind of like, and I'm like, whoa, slow down. Let's just like meander.
Yes. Meander.
And I could tell Isaac was like, we're walking. So then we get to a bench. We're not actually like in the woods yet, but oh, he made a comment before we got to the bench. And he was like, God, what was it? Like, he's like, if there's a murderer out there, I'll be sure to let them kill you so I can get away. And I was like, hey, when you're trying to impress a girl, maybe don't talk about murder.
Not at all. My mind is not in a good place,
like,
right now.
Maybe don't talk about murder. He's like, oh, no, I know. It's not a funny joke. And I'm like, maybe the only answer is, like, I'll protect you.
Did he drink too much?
He had one glass of wine. There's no way it affected him. There's no way. So we get to the bench. We sit down. And he looks up. And he's like... oh, yeah, like, look at the stars and da, 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 da. And he said some, multitudes. Like, I think he said something like, stars in their multitudes, stars to be counted.
I don't know who's singing it.
Alone in the darkness.
Don't know who's singing it. Don't know. I know the music.
Don't know. I don't know. What was that weird accent? You just, I don't know. I don't know who's singing
Les Miserables,
like,
the man all the
from?
Time.
Where are you from in this moment?
My boy Dom owns a sandwich.
You grew up half a mile from me.
I don't know where that came because it was like borderline Italian.
I don't know.
Jersey, something.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Like, almost Hispanic.
It took me to a bitter place. So, oh, mommy. Mommy, I don't know. No say, mommy.
So he, so we sit down and he looks up and I was like, oh, you can actually see the stars. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the Big Dipper. And he's like, what? Where? And I'm like, he looked up and he was like, oh, I think that's, and he said something. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's the Big Dipper. And he's like, and he goes, oh, you know, like, star stuff? I was like, no.
Stir stuff? That's funny.
Or something like that.
That's cute.
And I was like, no, I mean, like, I know the Big Dipper. I'm like, the Little Dipper's somewhere.
Yeah, the Little Dipper pours into the big one.
That he wants to, like, kiss me, but, like, he can't.
He's doing small talk, like, so, like,
Little Dipper.
Stars.
So.
And in the Bible, God showed Abraham talking about stars.
It. I want you to, like, get the imagine. Like, we're on this little path. There's a bench. Behind us is the PNC Bank. In front of us is, like, another bank with inside a building kind of thing. And then, like, the woods is to our left. But honestly, after his comment, I was like, let's not go to the woods. This
Thank
bench
you.
Is just fine. It's already, like, secluded enough.
Yes.
So it's cute, but it's cute. You know, there's stars. We had a good meal. Like, da, 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 da. So we start kissing. And he sticks his entire tongue in my mouth. His very wide tongue. And
well, maybe that's why he was warning you.
He sticks his tongue in, and then he's like, back and forth, back and forth, back and
Tonsil
forth, back
hockey.
And forth. And I'm like,
one corner of the mouth is that good.
What is happening in my mouth right now? And then he goes, oh, too much tongue? And I was like, yeah, yeah, a little too much tongue. What's happening?
I need church tongue.
So he, I kind of get that under control. So the way it works is like, I've always said, like, two larger people, I don't really see how it physically works because, like, there's too much people around.
Interesting.
So he is sitting there and we're both sideways. So I then kind of throw one of my legs around the bench. So now I'm kind of facing him and he's sideways.
Wait.
Or he's sitting on the bench normal. Okay. And I'm sitting, like,
turned
toward him with my leg on the other side of the bench. Does that make sense?
The leg is what threw me off. The leg on the other side of the bench.
So, like, if here's the bench.
So, like, you both start, like, sitting. Facing front, and then you guys, like, you turn.
I put my left leg over the bench. So I'm straddling the bench seat.
See, in my mind, I was thinking, like, a park bench with a back
Yeah,
to
no,
it.
There's an open back.
Okay.
So I'm straddling the bench
seat. Like a seesaw.
But there's a back to it.
Oh, there is a back.
Yeah, but there's a gap, like this high.
Oh, okay, now I get it now. I'm good now. Listen.
Well, you got the full description of this bench, guys.
You're welcome. So, bench life. Bench wench.
So, and we're kissing, and things are going okay. It's going much better now that we've told the, like, no tongue or less tongue thing. He is really into it, and he decides he's gonna straddle the bench too, but then our knees bump into each other. Like, it was going better,
like,
the other way.
Ow!
like our knees are just like this, and he's like, because I think he thought he'd get closer, but then he's like kind of tried to, like, lift my knee so it go on his leg, and I was like, no, that's not what's happening. So then he ends up sitting back forward.
Didn't you say you wanted to take it
and
slow?
Yeah, right. And I'm like, making out is fun, guys. It doesn't have to always be. Also, we're in front of a PNC bank right now.
Okay.
Like,
there's cameras.
People are getting their savings on.
What's
that? like, we don't need to give them a show.
Okay.
So he, so we're making out, and then he does this thing that, like, try not to swear, Chelsea, because I really want to say the F-bomb. The screw-in high school boys do, where while you're making out, they grab your hand and try to move your hand to their dick. So the first time it happens,
no!
I just move my hand away. I didn't even let it get that far. I was like, nope, my hand comes back over here.
Oh.
And then the second time he did it, I was like, fine, we're just going to hold hands. So then I can, like, hold control. Then, and this is the part where, now listen, I am an independent woman. I put myself in this situation. I'm okay, obviously, but he grabbed my hand. Like, Stacey, give me your hand just so you can see. He grabbed my hand and then he tugged it and goes, grab my dick.
No! No!
So now I...
No! So, no! Punch him!
So now I have officially shut down. I'm like, nope, not doing that.
Thank you.
And then he's like, oh my God, did I just F that up? Did I just F this up?
Yeah, you did!
Did I just F this up? So now I'm like, we don't have to talk about this again, but you're never doing that again. Just never do that again, and we'll move forward. And he is like, did I just mess that up? Again, a side note. I'm sorry. There's so much happened yesterday. So while we're at dinner, he was talking about his ex-girlfriend, Dr. Addison Montgomery.
Mm. Hey, that's the right one.
So he was with her for 9 months, and at the end of it, without him telling me much, he just said that Addison Montgomery and all of her friends – told him that the reason they weren't together anymore was because he was so manipulative. And
dang.
Yeah. And he's like, and I'm not manipulative. Like, I'm not. And I'm like, okay. Oh. I haven't seen that yet. So great. So now in this point, I'm like, okay, you just tried to get me to grab your dick and then you told me to. Like, so let's just move past it. Just don't do that again. Respect my boundaries and we'll be fine. And he will not get off of it. He's like, I can't believe I did that. I'm just like, oh, like, okay, I just messed this up, didn't I? It's
and that's so manipulative behavior.
And he's like, oh. And he's like, so yes, this is 100% manipulative behavior.
He's trying to make you feel guilty.
Thank you. So I didn't even put this together in that moment because I was
wouldn't
like,
have either.
So we're and I'm like, let's just go back to the car. And he's like, no, no, let's not. Like, let's figure this out. And I'm like, well, we want to move past it, but you're not moving past it. You're still talking about it. Like, so we're walking back to the car, and he's like, I can't believe it. I feel like this is it, and you're never going to talk to me again, and like all this stuff. And I'm like, so then I get really impatient because the thing is, the situation is what it is. That's not even the part that made me mad. It's the after effects. The shit that you're giving me now is what's pissing me off. So I looked at him and I was like, listen, I did not grow up in a coddling household. I do not coddle people. I do not know how to coddle people. And it's like, you're going to sit here and tell me that you feel bad for an action that you did. And you want me to feel bad for that? Somehow make you feel like it's a, like what you did was okay? It wasn't okay. I told you it wasn't okay. Accept what you did. Accept your actions.
I applaud you.
So, and I'm like, so then I'm like, you want me to feel bad that you feel bad about what you did? That's redundant and stupid. And why would we do that? It's a waste of both of our time. And he goes, wow, like you really do suck at coddling. And I was like, and I was like, yeah, like I said. So we get to my car and he's like, I just can't. I'm like, I'm all in my head about this. Okay. Well, that's on you. I'm going to go. Like, and then he's like, well, can I kiss you goodbye? And then he just won't stop kissing me. He just keeps like, he's like, and I was like, okay.
Forceful.
I'm going to go. Aww. I'm like, text me when you get home because like, I'm a human, you know, like,
I care.
Like, text me when you get home. So I know you got home. Okay. Cool. I get in the car and I text a couple people just to see if they're awake. I know my cousin.
Sorry.
I know it's fine. It's fine. I knew a couple people who would be awake. My cousin, Dr. Miranda Bailey,
aww,
is awake. And I call her and I tell her what happened. And she's like, what? And she's like, why were you even in the woods with a guy on a bench? And I'm like, because it was better than going home with him. And I thought we were just going to go for a walk. But like, he was tugging my arm. He wanted to get me on that bench. He thought something was going to happen. Also, like, what the? Anyway, so I talked to her and she goes, Chelsea, do you not remember your first year of college? So there was a point when I was in college, my long-term relationship ended and I dated another guy. His name is... who's evil on this list?
what's his face? McSexy. Steamy.
Oh, Dr. Mark Sloan.
There it is.
So I dated Dr. Mark Sloan. Yeah.
I remember.
So I dated Dr. Mark Sloan for a year, and he cheated on me the entire time. And he every time I accused him of it, he would turn around and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to me. Why would you hurt me like that?
Oh!
You don't trust me? And I was so naive and so loving and
who
so trusting
when
that
teenager?
I apologized every time. And I did that for a year. And he took a piece of me that I will never get back, ever. Mm. And she says this to me, and I'm getting super, super, I'm like, I really want to swear, guys, super, super heated at this whole idea of this. So he texts me, he got home. It's closer to his house than it is mine. So it takes me a minute, like a few minutes longer. I get home. I talk to my parents. Let's see. What are my parents' names? Dr. Amelia Shepherd and Dr. Derek Shepherd. They're sister and brother on the show, but that's
aww,
fine. They have the same last
so
name.
So it's fine.
It's fine.
So it's fine.
Listen, you guys get it.
Right.
So, and I tell them what happened. My dad is fuming. He's like, you will never see this person again. Not ever.
Good job, Dad.
And I'm like, no, no, you won't. And my mom's like, I was so bummed. I was like, you could take him to the wedding. And da-da-da.
I mean, I'd ask.
And she's like, but I'm proud of you for not, like, putting your, like, not letting things happen. The saddest part of this is that I know that 23-year-old Chelsea probably would have let it happen just to not make waves.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to say no at that age.
That's why I applauded you, because I was just like, holy crap, let me make sure, like, if that were to ever happen to me, that I would know to shut that down. Because
right.
In that moment, a part of me did go, oh, well, at least he felt bad. But that's not okay!
Right. It's not okay. Like, so I'm sitting there with my parents outside. There was something else. I lost it.
He had bad breath.
Well, he had wine breath. It was fine. But that was fine. So my parents go in. I have 5 text messages from him in a row.
Of course you do.
And the first, because I said I'm home, and then I ignored my phone. And the first one says nice, and the second one is just like the colon and then like a slanted. So it's like the
frowny face,
like an awkward face. And I was like, "Are you still like even with just that? You're still trying to make me feel bad." And then the next one was like, "I really like you." Well, here, I'll tell you what the next one was.
Oh, my goodness. Real impression.
Yeah, right? Like, guys, there's a reason this was a two-parter. I didn't want to wait and have you guys have hope with me. I just wanted you to know. "I really like you." Next one, "I had a great time." And then he waited 15 minutes after that. And he said, "Well, so this feels awkward." And then, like, a half hour later, I finally was like, settled with myself. Mm-hmm. And I said, "A little bit, huh?" And he goes, "Yeah." So then I called him. Ooh. Because here's the thing. I am not somebody to beat around the bush. I used to be. I used to be the person who didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I feel That's like me. I respect people enough that you need to know where I stand. Otherwise, I'm disrespecting you.
Yeah.
Like, even if my intent is to spare you, I'm actually disrespecting you and it's an insult. So I don't want to do that.
Right.
Also, I don't want you to think that what you did was okay today.
Exactly.
So I call him back and he answers, Isaac answers, and I'm like, "I'm going to talk and you're going to listen."
Ooh. And he's so turned on by that. And I'm like,
probably.
Right.
And he's like, "No, okay." I will say, during dinner, like, I made a joke about micro penises or something, like, like when we were still getting along. Oh, God. So then he kind of made a justified comment when we were on the park bench. He was like, "What? You like made a comment about a micro penis. So I kind of wanted to show you that I like don't have one."
What? It's
just, yeah. So like he kind of justified
it.
Imagine
if women talked about their genitals the way men do. Like, "Oh yeah, well, you've never seen whatever is mine. There's just why." Why? Can't even tell a baby came out of this one. Like, right. What do you say?
Yeah, like, it's just not good. So they, because he kept saying, like, "Oh, it's a above average girth and an average length."
Ew,
and, like,
stuff it's like not this. A car.
And the thing is like, if I like someone, I enjoy a little bit of, like, sexual play, but, like, not in this circumstances. Ew. And where you were, like, the way he was saying it just felt really awkward. So I called him and I was like, "Listen, the long and short of this is, I told you where I stood on physical places and where we were going, and you said you respected that. You blatantly disrespected that when you did what you did." And he's like, "I don't know. I don't even know why I did it. I don't even know why I did it. I can't believe I did this." And I'm like, "On top of that, you have yet to apologize for your actions." Whoa. You keep saying, like, "You don't know why you did that." And it's like you want me to feel sorry for you. And I'm like, "And I know you don't like this word, so I apologize for lack of a better word, but you're being extremely manipulative right now. And I was in a relationship like that for a year, and I will never put myself in that position again." And I'm like, "You want to act?" And I didn't bring up his previous relationship, good but I really could have, you know? Mm-hmm. But I had so much in this, like, 25 minutes that I was like, and I'm like, "On top of that, you never apologized for what you did. And you keep telling me you don't know why you did it." Well, if you know exactly why you did it.
It worked for you in the past.
Because you said something the third time you did it. But the first two times, you just tried to slide your hand over. So don't act like this was a one and done. Mm. You tried to get me to touch your dick 3 separate times. Like, I
he
already told you.
He forcefully pulled your hand.
Right.
And said,
"Grab my dick." And I'm like, "What the fuck did you expect?"
Well, you know.
Sorry. Ellen, will you mark the time? But, like, what did you expect to happen? I'm, like, I'm really heated on this. Like,
I can
what
tell.
Did you expect to happen on a park bench? I am a 33-year-old woman. I know what I want and don't want, and I wanted nothing to do with this. You made me, for the first time in 10 years, feel unsafe with decisions that I've made, and that infuriates me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. I'm very emotional about this.
Because it's disgusting. And the fact that that's okay and who knows how long he has gotten away with this behavior, that's what concerns me. And the fact that even, like I said, like when you first said it, I was just like, oh, well, at least he feels bad. That's not okay.
Right.
And he totally
even that's
plays,
not okay.
And he totally plays on that and has probably been successful, what he calls successful in his mind, in getting what he wants, which is physical pleasure, by manipulating people. It's not okay.
It's not okay. And then he's like, well, I am sorry. I'm like, it doesn't count when I have to ask
when I have
for
to
it.
Tell you that you were wrong. Like,
it doesn't matter that I have to. And I'm like, so this is it. We're done. Do not call me again. Do not contact me. This is where we end. And he says, wow, there really is something wrong with me, huh? And I'm like, do you not even realize you're still trying to get me to feel sorry for you? And I'm like, because what you're trying to do is guilt me into saying that what you did
right,
was okay.
Just trying to pull you back in.
Or make you say that, oh, no, it's okay. You didn't mean it. No, you did mean
well,
it.
At least you acted, learned your lesson.
You
nah.
acted with intent. And then you didn't even apologize for it. And it's like, there's a girl who works with me. Her name is, well, her real name is Joy, but let's call her Dr. Catherine Avery. And every time I go out on a date with a new person, she's always very concerned. And she's like, send me a picture of what you're wearing, text me the address of where you are, and take a picture of his license plate so that if I have to contact the FBI, we've got a little package for them. Like, she's literally, so this was the first time when I was sitting on that bench, this is the first time on a date in years that I've literally she popped into my head and I was like, Catherine Avery, but she would be so disappointed in me right now because I'm
disappointed.
But no, just because she's so be aware, like people are jerks. Men are pigs. They will take advantage when they can. And it made me so sad because it really is true. Like 10 years ago, Chelsea would have just given him a hand job just to get him away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. This manipulative behavior and the fact that like, and so he hasn't contacted me. He hasn't. And because I mean, I made it very clear and I was very calm when I talked to him. But like, holy crap. You took me from a point where I thought we had an actual relationship shot going and you showed me your true colors. Thank God you showed him really quick.
Thank you, God.
Because I don't need any of this nonsense in my life.
I mean, it's crazy because when you're talking about going towards the woods, so when I got my hair done, we watched Netflix and I watched the Ted Bundy thing with Zac Efron. So that's all I was thinking of when you were talking about this. I'm like, oh my gosh, this could actually happen. Oh my God, is she going to be okay? No, she's here in studio with you. So she made it out and she's fine, but I don't know what's going
like,
to happen.
But in this day and age, in this Me Too moment that the world is happening where we're realizing that, you know, sexual victims are a real and much more popular thing than the society would like us to admit. I know it's
right.
a comedy show, guys. I'm sorry. But,
well, no, not
be
sorry.
Funny, not scary.
Right. Well, we were trying to be, and then this crap happened, so now we have to talk about it.
So, but it's like in this world, as an adult male, as a 31-year-old white adult male, how dare you assume that you can get away with that? It's insane. Like, my dad was. Dr. Derek Shepherd was freaking out.
My dad
is so like stoic and calm and you just felt it. He's like, you will never see this person again. And I'm like, no, I won't. The thing that makes me sad is the girl who set us up was a client. Mm. So she knows where I work. I know she told him where I work. Mm. So I had this hot moment where I told and I was like, if he walks in or if anybody walks in asking for me or asking when I work, can we just reiterate to everybody that like we don't need to tell people when I work or who I work with or what's happening. But like, guys, the moral of this story, because I know we're getting close to done, is that you don't have to say yes or allow anything to you. I put myself in a position where it was really secluded and that probably wasn't the smartest decision. Thankfully, the guy's a pussy and he knew as soon as I said no, he knew he was done. Mm. But all it took was he's bigger than me. All it would have taken was him just deciding that I had put myself in that position and he was owed something for my $100 dinner.
Mm.
One decision and it could have gone really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So I implore all of you, if you don't feel safe or if you feel like it's not a good situation, can you imagine what would have happened if I went to his house?
That's why the whole time in my mind I was thinking of the Ted Bundy movie. I was just like, oh my gosh.
It's crazy. So I'm safe. I'm here. I will get over this, but you guys just needed to know. And this is the part. So first thing he says after I tell him no, he says, oh my God, I just messed this up, right? He said, F this up, right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, I can't believe I did that. And then he said, because he knows about the podcast, he's listened to the podcast. He's probably listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing he said, or the third thing he said was, oh, please don't talk about this on the podcast.
Because let me Right.
Because his best friend's wife and his best friend love our podcast.
Oh, hi, thanks.
And they're driving to Washington this weekend, and they're going to binge listen the whole time.
Wait, Washington the state or Washington, D.C.?
D.C.
Oh, my gosh. And, I'm going there in a couple weeks. Let's meet
and
up.
And they're going to binge. Well, they're driving back and forth this weekend. So, like, but they're going to binge listen on the way there. And so, he literally, I know this guy. He's going to change the story.
Yeah.
He's going to change the narrative. So, it's like, please.
She had made me feel comfortable in, like, being
physical. And I thought it was fine. She was really into it.
Because I haven't been, I haven't been open physically and emotionally for such a long time. And we really connected. So I was just like, oh, my goodness, let me get her the best dinner ever because they want to show her how I treat girlfriends. The fact that she can make me feel sexually the way I feel right now. Oh, we've met you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's never going to happen again. I will never.
Never gonna get it.
So, but ladies, if you are listening, if you are out there, just be careful.
Yes.
Because even the ones you don't suspect turn out to be like creeps.
Sometimes.
Yes. I mean, mind you, you can't go into it thinking everybody's
right.
going to be, but just put yourself in safe situations. The moral of the story is what I should have done and what if I could go back and change. If I could turn back time. We would walk out of the restaurant. I would give him a kiss goodnight and I would get in my car and go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that would have ended. But then on the flip side, I would have been like, okay, we had an okay date. Let's go out on another date.
Right. Or so, maybe the next date you will go to his house and get ice cream and watch
and
movies.
And then it's who knows what happens.
Exactly.
So there's an area of consent, and my consent was making out. That was it.
Yeah.
So anything
and that's just mouths on mouths.
like so
that's
it's
virgin. That's
anyway,
far she goes.
Thank you guys so much. If you're listening live, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. If you're listening pre-recorded or post-recorded.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening on one of our lovely iTunes, SoundCloud, many plethoras of ways to listen to our show. I think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
Ellen, do you know if we're on Stitcher?
she put her microphone on and then she shrugged.
She unmuted the mic and then was like,
shrug.
I don't believe we're on Stitcher as of yet.
Okay. Yeah. So, iTunes, SoundCloud, there's the Google Podcast app.
Hey.
We're on all of those. It's different than Google Play, though.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you. So, listen, we know we like to keep it fun and lighthearted, but listen, serious stuff happens. There are reasons why we are single, and this is one of them, because we don't compromise. No means no. We know what is good. We know what is respectful, and we are not going to compromise when it comes to our safety. However, May 31st, we'll give you some laughs.
Yes,
make sure you come
absolutely.
And check us out at the Detroit Women Comedy
Women in Comedy Festival.
I messed up the whole acronym. That's I have good. To keep it in front of me, and I did it wrong. Tickets are only $10 or $7.50 on.
Do you know the website? Do we know the website?
Well, if you visit the planetant.com/DWCF,
you can get tickets. We're Friday, May 31st. Come see us.
At 6 p.m.
Ellen, thank you for staying
thank
late
you.
So we could do this special two-part episode.
In all honesty, thank you for sharing a story because
yes,
it is relatable. It is a topic we need to talk about so that hopefully behavior like this can be stopped in its tracks and we can move forward.
You're very, you're not wrong. You're absolutely right.
Yes. Make this conversation.
Make it something that we talk about. Make
yes.
it should not be, we should not stick it in the shadows. People should know. And you know what? Like, if I had seen another person and I really felt like I needed to scream or something, I would hope that person would have come and helped me out.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, I independent womaned myself out, and he's also a pussy. So, like, I really don't think he would have pushed it much further unless I had. Like, he was, but you never know who you're with.
Are we
so.
Allowed to say that word?
Yes. Yes, we are. There's only three words we don't say.
It's very vagina-y. It's very potato-y. Hash browns. No, don't ruin hash browns for me.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening live. Thank you for listening to us. Make sure you give us 5 stars on the way you listen to the channel, specifically iTunes. Because we would love to get that. We would love to get to 50 50,000 reviews.
Yes.
Really, I think we have like 28 right now. Let's get to 50. I know there's more of you listening than that.
Yes. So thank you for listening, and thank you, Chelsea, for being the warrior that you are.
Thanks. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.